In most American cities, the so-called wrong side of the tracks is the least desirable part of town. It's the place you avoid after dark and the neighborhood you'd rather be from than move to. What makes one side of the tracks wrong and the other side right? Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Towns that emerged along American railroads in the 19th and 20th centuries were frequently divided by the tracks themselves into rich and poor sections. In thousands of railroad settlements, the less desirable real estate was often determined by the prevailing winds that carried the smoke, noise, and odor of the train's engine and cargo into a specific locality. The downwind neighborhood, an unpleasant place to set up housekeeping, ultimately became the wrong side of the tracks. Meanwhile, the wealthy and affluent built homes and businesses on the right or good side, upwind of the rail stop. American writer Thorne Smith provided one of the first citations of this expression in his 1929 novel, The Stray Lamb. In most commuting towns, he wrote, there are always two sides of which the tracks serve as a line of demarcation. There is the right side and the wrong side. This means the rich side and the side that hopes to be rich. Theme music for this series is provided by Montana guitarist Stuart Weber. You can hear it on his Hired Man's Dream music collection. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.